60. Now we're going to hand things over to Malachi Coons for Headwaters.
it rain.
Neil Young here on KAXE. That is the title track to the Homegrown album, finally released a few years ago now, I think around 2020, but recorded as a follow-up to Harvest in 74. And he wasn't a fan of it, but shelved it. Now that one, sort of an unofficial anthem for the Homegrown Festival over in Duluth. Also, I guess just for anything, shop local. It's a song to listen to. Wang Dang Doodle, Coco Taylor, Alligator Records just put out a greatest hits of all of hers called Crown Jewels. So many good Chicago blues songs from Taylor, Samantha Crane, Wire, and Scout Niblett starting off our show today. Thank you for tuning in. This is Headwaters, your source for great music. Every weekday from 9 to 11 on KAXE, I'm Malachi Coons, filling in for Kari Hedlund today. Got lots of music on the way before the World Cafe comes your way at 11. We are going to be hearing from artists like Roy Ayers this hour. We've got some Curtis Harding. It's our album of the week. Departures and Arrivals, that is coming up at 9:30. Slice of Green Cheese at 9:45. Bibel Gilberto, Jerry Jeff Walker, Iris Dement, maybe some Prefab Sprout. And just bouncing around, as we always do, connecting the old and new on Headwaters. We receive support from Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 110 years. More at grsb.bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. You can pay nothing to get that old or damaged car towed away, even if it doesn't run. Your donation of a car, boat, or other vehicle is tax deductible. You save time and money while defending the KXC programs you love. Call 855-277-2346 for details. You are on the River host today at 1 o'clock. Marie Debris going to be playing some great music for you. 3 hours until 4. And then later on tonight, Sarah with 3 more hours of fantastic tunes picked out. Hosting Out of Bemidji from 7 o'clock until 10 tonight. Our question of the week, we are looking for your favorite TV shows as we head into fall. They can be new or old. Give us your picks. Text 218-326-1234. And that Wire song we heard from their debut album, Pink Flag, Stay Glued to Your TV Sets. I kind of unintentionally tied that one in. Didn't realize it till I was hearing the chorus of X-Line Tamer that it fit in with our TV-themed question of the week. But send those in. I just started last night, Wednesday, season 2. And I was very much a fan of the first one, especially the dance scene, which was very popular on the internet when they were playing the Cramps and she was doing her crazy arm dance. And I'm guessing, don't spoil it for me, but as I continue on through the second season, I'm hoping there will be something similar where a great musical dance or something all comes together. As I very much think in an alternate world, it would be really fun to pick soundtrack songs. People, I think, get to do that for their full-time profession. Probably not very many people. But if it wasn't DJing, I think that would be something that I would really, really, really love, picking out tunes for a soundtrack. Okay, we're getting off track. Right now, we are going to hear from this cumbia duo from California called Tropa Magica. Their new second album is Para Bailar y Tripiar, and this one is En el Desierto, in the desert. We'll be right back.
myself at all. Good. Always miss my childhood, and if I could turn back time, I would. And I tell myself it's all, it's all, it's all, it's
listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin's Dead Horses here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. It's All Good is the name of that one from their third album, Brady Street, named after Milwaukee street where I believe both of the members of the group lived and played a lot of shows back in the day. Been a while since I've caught Dead Horses actually lately. Looking forward to what is next from Sarah Vos and the crew. Cindy Lee before that. We had Stone Faces. Heard from Andrew DeZingle saying, still how good that album from last year was, and that maybe it got moved on from too quickly. I would have to agree it has stayed in my rotation. I was able to get the vinyl for that one. Diamond Jubilee is the name of that. Kind of a mysterious release from last year. Tropa Magica, starting things off in El Desierto. Para Bailar y Trippiar Cumbia. Still having a moment over the last couple of years. It's definitely become more and more common to find new releases, different folks trying their hand at cumbia. And as you can probably tell, it's just kind of an endlessly fun and peppy style of music. It's 2 minutes after 9:30. This is Headwaters on KAXE, and I'll be with you until 11 o'clock today. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Coming up at 9:45, we have our slice of green cheese. In just a moment, we will hear from our album of the week from Curtis Harding. We received support from the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota. More at blandinfoundation.org. Thanks to our listeners, we've raised over $162,000 during this crisis caused by federal cuts to public media. KXE is working hard to keep the programming you love going strong. Every action helps. Donate or share our work. Please visit KXE.org. The Virginia Public Library offers a genealogy assistance program the second Thursday of the month at 4 p.m. Whether you are just starting out or fine-tuning your research, all are welcome. My late grandmother was very into all of that, and she was always talking about that she had found someone all the way back to the Mayflower, which I wonder how many people there are that have that. It's got to be tons, like a pretty solid portion. Anyways, that's at the Virginia Public Library on the second Thursdays of the month. Other than that, I really don't know, but I do actually know that, you know, you had these family stories about being from here, and then my dad took a DNA test or something like that. Maybe my mom did. Someone did. And it turned out we were like genetically a hodgepodge of all of Europe and much less like we are kind of thinking we are one thing or another thing. But very interesting stuff to check out. So can let us let me know if you have some success with following your family lines. Speaking of, well, that was a terrible segue. Walker Ethnic Fest in downtown Walker is Saturday, September 13th with food and art from 10 to 5. The parade's at 11, live music from noon all the way until 9 p.m. And Manuman Arts Initiative is hosting an art mini summit Saturday, September 13th. Local artists are invited to artist presentation, open studios, and vendors. Only 75 guests may attend. Sign up through their Instagram page. The Manuman Arts Initiative is a Minnesota-based organization that operates out of the Gajigan Arts Incubator in Manuman, Minnesota. It is time for our album of the week, Arrivals and Departures, Adventures of Captain Kurt by Atlanta soul singer Curtis Harding. It is his fourth album, and it follows a character who is lost in space and trying to get home, back to his loved ones and all his friends and family. Kind of pairs that up with the life on the road of a touring musician was when Curtis Harding was inspired to put this album together. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. He worked with an acclaimed composer named Steve Hackman, who has done a lot of movie scores, to kind of bring out that sci-fi movie string section in his music. Check out Out in the Black right now from Curtis Harding. To learn alone.
tried to hide the fact from us that life was really tough. I can hear my mother call.
Funkadelic and the Wild Man George Clinton there with Cosmic Slop, the title track from that album of theirs, and had Curtis Harding before that, Out in the Black, from our album of the week. Let us know what you think of that one. Text in 218-326-1234. It is 9:45. You are listening to Headwaters here on KAXE People Powered Radio, your source for great music Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. My name is Malachi Coons. Filling in for Kari Headland today. DJ Dang will be your host tomorrow. I will get back here Friday as well, where we mix in an hour of Minnesota spotlighting it called Minnesota Mixtape from 10 to 11. But you can check out more different features, album of the weeks, things we've got going on with this program right here at KAXE.org. Coming up in just a moment, our slice of green cheese. Now a message paid for by the Minnesota Department of Health. Sometimes you just need to talk about it, but it can be hard to find someone who really listens. That's why there is 988, with support that meets you where you are. Confidential and staffed by trained folks who want to help when you need someone to talk to. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988lifeline.org. United Way of Northeastern Minnesota is looking for lunch buddy mentors in elementary school in Aurora, Cherry, Chisholm, Eveleth, Hibbing, Kewaton, Mountain Iron, and Virginia. The deadline to apply is the 26th of this month. Find more information at unitedwaynemn.org/volunteer. Today at 5:30 at the Yanmar Arena, the Minnesota Department of Transportation is hosting an open house about the Grand Rapids-La Prairie Corridor Study. There will be a brief presentation followed by an opportunity for questions and for feedback. KEXE and Stay Human present The Authentic Voice, a live storytelling concert on Saturday, September 20th, 7 p.m. at Clocko Brewing in Grand Rapids. The event features nationally known storyteller Lauren Nemi and some of Stay Human's regular contributors, made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It is time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singing Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Seems like a little bit of an easier one for our listeners. We shall see. The writer of poems like When Death Comes, In Blackwater Woods, and Wild Geese was born on this day in 1935 in Ohio. What is her name? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. The question again, the writer of poems like When Death Comes, In Blackwater Woods, and Wild Geese was born on this day in 1935 in Ohio. What is her name? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. A lot of her poetry was very much inspired by childhood memories. That's the title of this one from Iris Dement. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. All around the world, and stop the panic.
shiny on an old Kentucky home. The fragrance of magnolias fills the air. A lonely girl was writing to her sweetheart all alone to say how much she wished that he were there. Silver dew on the blue grass tonight. How it shines in the moon's silver light. In the days that used to be, how I wish that you could see silver dew on the blue grass tonight. And you'll bring him back, I know, to the one that loves him so. Star of love, high above, shining bright.